Good evening. This week's parsha is Parshas Vayeshev, always read in the vicinity of Chanukah. Sometimes it's Shabbos Chanukah, this year it's not. This year it's the Shabbos before Chanukah. And as the Zohar says, that Shabbos benches the days of the week that follow the Shabbos. So certainly Chanukah is already in this parsha. Especially that the Gemara in Shabbos that talks to us about Chanukah, in the middle of the Gemara brings a pasuk in this week's parasha, which Mefarshim asks what the connection to Chanukah is, and that is Amar Avi Tanchaim, the Habor Reik Ein Boi Mayim. The pasuk says concerning the pit that Yosef was cast into, that it was empty with no water. It seems to be a redundancy. If it's empty, we know there's no water in it. Mimash Meshenemar. The Haboy Reik, don't we know that there's no water in it? Why say it again? So from here, Chazal tell us, Mayim Ein Boy, Avon Nechoshim Ve'akrabim Yeshba. There was no water in the pit, but there were snakes and scorpions in the pit. That's what the Gemara darshins. Right after, the same Rabbi Tanchaim says, Ner Chanukah Shehinicha L'mayla Me'eshram Amas Psula Kesuka Uchemovoy. And the literal understanding of the Gemara is that since Rabbi Tanchaim is the Baal HaMaimer of both members, so we put them together as we find many times in the Gemara. Obviously, there's more to it than that. Why does the Gemara choose this Maimer of Rabbi Tanchaim, which is a pasuk in this week's parasha, in the sugya of Chanukah? Obviously, it's because there's a connection between this pasuk and the sugya of Chanukah, which is in Masechta Shabbos. What is that connection? The Megala Amukos writes, it's brought down in the Bnei Zoschar, that the Golus of Yavon was a result of Mechiras Yosef. The Golus Yavon, which is the third Golus that Klal Yisrael had to suffer of the four Golios of Bavel, Mada, Yavon, Edom, Yavon is the third. So the Megala Amukos and others for him tell us that Golus Yavon was a result of Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef is what most of this parasha speaks to us about, how Yosef ends up going down to Mitzrayim as a result of the Mechira, as a result of the hatred and the machloikis between him and his brothers. And that was the reason why Klal Yisrael had to suffer later with Golus Yavon. And here we see right away a connection between this parasha and Chanukah, being that Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we celebrate, the defeat of Golus Yavon, where the Chashmonoim overpower the Yavonim in the miraculous story of Chanukah. So Chanukah is the tikkun for that which causes Golus Yavon. And since Golus Yavon is caused by the chait of Mechiras Yosef, there's obviously a connection between Chanukah and Mechiras Yosef, or the tikkun for Mechiras Yosef, which this story is always read right before Chanukah or during Chanukah. What also requires some hesber is, why was Yosef sold to Yishmaelim? Why should Yosef have to be sold to Yishmael? We find in this week's parasha, and the pasuk reiterates it over and over again, that the Yishmaelim had a hand in selling Yosef to Mitzrayim. We find that the brothers say, "Lechu v'nim kerenu la Yishmaelim, v'hine orchas Yishmaelim bo'am migilad." Potiphar bought Yosef from the Yishmaelim. The Torah repeats it over and is making a point here that we should know that the Yishmaelim sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. What's the significance of the fact that Yishmael is the one who sells Yosef to Mitzrayim?
Doesn't it say he was sold a few times?
Yes, he was sold a few times. He was sold to the Midianim, to Medanim, to Seicharim. But certainly what's outstanding in the parasha, what's sticking out here is that he was sold to the Yishmaelim. And that's in fact what's mentioned first. Vayeshvu lecho lechem, vayisu einehem vayiru, v'hine orchas Yishmaelim bo'o migilod. We mentioned last week that, again, the Megala Amukos says that Yosef is the rival of Esav. Yosef is the Sitnoi Shel Esav, and Binyamin is Sitnoi Shel Yishmael. With the Koyach of Binyamin, we fight Yishmael. And what's interesting is in this parasha, Binyamin is not there. By the Mechira, Binyamin was not in that vicinity. Wherever he was home, I guess, with Yaakov Avinu, he did not go with the brothers when they went to shepherd in Shechem. So when Yaakov sends Yosef to see how the brothers are doing, and that results in the Mechira, Binyamin wasn't there. We find that in the Chazal, Rabbi Nebachia mentions it in the Parasha as well, that the Shvatim included Hashem in a Cherem, that no one is allowed to tell about the Mechira, including Yitzchak Avinu, no one was allowed to tell. Yaakov was never to find out. And why did they need Hashem in this Cherem? Because there were only nine, and you need a minion to make a Cherem. So since there were only nine, they included Hashem in this Mechira. That's how sure they were, and Al-Hashem Shomayim, they felt that they were doing in this, by actually including Hashem in this Cherem. And Hashem agrees to it, obviously, because Hashem does not reveal this to Yaakov Avinu. The fact that we are told that there were nine Shvatim there and there weren't ten, obviously Binyamin isn't there, because if Binyamin was there, they would have had a minyan without having to include Hashem. Being that Binyamin is not there, that's why Yishmael is able to overpower Yosef here. Yishmael is in the picture. V'hinei orchas Yishmaelim bo'a migilad, because Yosef is the rival of Esav. Yosef can deal with Esav, but Yosef needs Binyamin to deal with Yishmael. And Binyamin is not here. And as we mentioned last week, it's Yosef together with Binyamin that gives us the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Binyamin is the one that in his month, the month of Kislev, Chanukah begins. In his portion, the Beis HaMikdash is built, where the Nes of Chanukah occurs. And therefore on Chanukah is the auspicious time to see the Mapala of all the nations, not just Yavan, but also Esav and Yishmael, which include all the nations. As the Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, we light the menorah in decrease mode, which there are 70 bulls rooted in Esav and Yishmael. So the fact that Binyamin wasn't here, that's why Yishmael was able to take Yosef into captivity. Had Binyamin been here, this wouldn't have happened. And that's why throughout the story of this week and next week's parasha, and through Vayigash, there's an effort, a tremendous effort made by Yosef to be rejoined with Binyamin. Yosef wants to be connected, to be reconnected with Binyamin, because the two together can accomplish the Geula. The two together can give us the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And we find that the two Shvatim that are mentioned together in Parshas Vayis HaBracha are Levi and Binyamin. There Rashi says the reason why Levi is mentioned right before Binyamin, Levi Omar to Mecha V'Urecha, and then afterwards Binyamin Omar Yedid Hashem, because since the Beis HaMikdash is built in the portion of Binyamin, and Levi is the one, the Kohanim from Levi, Amakrev, the Korbanos, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the portion of Binyamin, therefore Levi and Binyamin go together. And perhaps we can connect this to Chanukah as well. There's a major question here, based on what the Megala Amukah is in the Svarim quote, that Golus Yavan is a result of the Mechira of Yosef. How is it then that Levi is Zeicha, that from him we have Matis Yahu, who gives us the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the Chashmoinoyim HaKehanim, who are descendants of Levi, and Levi plays a very, very important role here in the Mechira of Yosef, and even more so, it was together with Shimon that they actually plotted to kill Yosef. When the pasuk says, "Vayomru ish el ochiv, hinei balach halomais halozeh ba," so Rashi tells us in Vayechi, that's Shimon talking to Levi, Shimon v'Levi achim. Kvaychamas mechei roiseihem, birtsoinam ikru shor, they wanted to uproot the axe. The axe is Yosef, b'chor shoyrei hoder loy. So Levi is definitely involved in this story more than the rest of the Shvatim. Together with Shimon and Levi would have killed Yosef. Yehuda says, "Ma betz akinarug esachinu." So therefore, instead of killing him, let's sell him. But certainly, Levi is a very important person here involved in the Mechira of Yosef. And being that the Golus Yavan is the result of the Mechira, why is Levi Zeicha de Matis Yahu, who's his descendant, brings us the Yom Tov of Chanukah? And the answer is, one of the answers, based on what we mentioned last week, Binyamin was Zeicha that the Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion of land, and that Chanukah begins in his month, because Binyamin did not bow to Esav, and Binyamin didn't talk. Yesh Peh V'Shoisek, he had a mouth. Yoshveh is the name of the stone of Binyamin on the Choshen. And Binyamin knew that the brothers sold Yosef. He knew the story, even though he wasn't there. The question is how he knew it, but he knew. Yeshpeh, for Shai's sake. He was quiet. And because of his not bowing to Esav and not talking, his Shmiras HaPeh, he is Zaycha that the Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion and Chanukah is in his month. Levi also has that schus. And in fact, Levi and Binyamin are the only two Shvatim that we can say about the two of them that they have that schus in two different areas. Levi, yes, was definitely involved in the Mechira of Yosef, but Levi sort of exonerates himself from this later on by the Chet HaEgel. By the Chet HaEgel, Levi is the only one who didn't bow to the Egel. The entire Shevet, as Rashi says, is kosher, by Yosfol of Kol B'nei Levi, Mil Hashem Eloi, the entire Shevet, Ha'emel Lo'avav Le'imai Lo'i Re'isiv, Ve'es Echov Lo'i Hikir, Ve'es Bonav Lo'i Yodah, as Moshe Rabbeinu praises Levi later on in Parshas V'zoyis HaBracha. And the reward for that is, besides Yairu Mishpatecha Le'yakov, Yisrael, and that they're the ones who are being makriv karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, Yassimu Ketayr Ba'apecha. The Cholil Al Mizbechecha, the Pasuk continues, Borech Hashem Cheloi, Ufoy Al Yodav Tirtze, Mechatz Mosnayim Komov. And Rashi says that's referring to Chanukah. Chanukah is the schar to Levi for not bowing to the Egel. And we know that Levi also continued in the story of the Meraglim to show his tzidkus, to show their tzidkus, while Levi was not mishtate from the Chet HaMeraglim either. Levi is the only Shevet that did not send the Meragel. There's no Meragel from Shevet Levi. So the Leviim, the Kaihanim and the Leviim, Shevet Levi, excelled in the same Mida as Binyamin in a different area. Binyamin didn't bow to Esav, Levi didn't bow to the Egel. Binyamin is quiet, Levi is quiet. Levi doesn't talk ill about Eretz Yisrael. Levi is not nichshel in the Chet HaMeraglim. As we mentioned last week, that the Chet HaMeraglim was so severe because it came right after the Maisa of Miriam, and Lailamdu Musar from the Maisa of Miriam, the severity of Lashon Hara, the severity of lack of Shmiras HaPeh. And just as Binyamin, Yesh Peh V'Shoisek, later on, Levi as well, is quiet by the story of the Meraglim. And therefore, the Torah tells us, Al Kain, Bo'es Hahi Hivdil Hashem as Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi is designated as a separate entity. They are a separate Shevet. They're the 13th Shevet. Menashe and Ephraim are included in the Yud Beis Shvatim. Levi is exalted to a new position. Levi now is the one who serves in the Beis HaMikdash. And Levi is Zoyche, that from him comes Matis Yahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hashmonayu Banu, who give us the Nes of Chanukah. And perhaps for that reason, Levi and Binyamin are mentioned together in Parshas V'zoyis HaBracha, not in Parshas Vayechi. Levi had not exonerated himself yet. Yaakov Avinu does not put Levi near Binyamin, because Levi is still, he's still scolding Levi for the Maisa of Shechem, for the Maisa of Mechiras Yosef, even though Yaakov doesn't know that, but the Beruach HaKodesh, Yaakov is telling them, Shimon v'Levi Achim, Klei Chomas Mechere Seihim, Yaakov is including Levi with Shimon. But later, when Levi, by the Chet HaEgel, disassociates himself with the rest of Klal Yisrael, and does not submit himself to the Egel, and not to the Chet HaMeraglim, Levi is separated from Shimon, and Levi is rejoined, he's joined with Binyamin. And from the two together, we have Chanukah. What's interesting is the Mishnah tells us in Midos, it's a Mishnah in Shkolim as well, that the Chashmonoyim were Mesakein 13 Hishtachavoyos in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 13 gates surrounding the Beis HaMikdash, because the Mishnah says the Yevonim Partsu Gimel Yud Gimel Pirzos. The Yevonim made 13 breaches in the wall around the Beis HaMikdash. That's where they tried to enter. And later, by the Nes of Chanukah, the Chashmonoyim fenced the 13 breaches, and they established that there should be 13 Hishtachavoyos by these 13 breaches. What's the significance of the number 13? The Sfarim tell us that on Chanukah there's a revelation of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Levi becomes the 13th Shevet. There's supposed to be 12 Shvatim. Levi is the 13th Shevet. There's supposed to be 12 months. There's the Chodesh HaIbras we have this year, which Chodesh is one of the mitzvahs that the Yevonim fought against, was Chaydash. They fought against Shabbos, Mila, and Chaydash. Mila, which is given on the eighth day, the Mishnah in the Nedarim tells us, G'dayla Mila, she'nichrisu aleha shleish esrei brisois. Mila is also associated with 13. Chaydash is associated with 13. The Beis HaMikdash is sort of the 13th Mokim in this world, as the Sefer Yetzirah tells us that there are 12 boundaries to the universe. Yud Gimel Gvulei Alachsoim. The Beis HaMikdash is an entity by itself. The Beis HaMikdash is Lamaila Min HaTev. The Beis HaMikdash is the 13th Mokim, and it has 13 gates. The Yevonim fought against the idea of Lamaila Min HaTev. The Yevonim fought against the distinction, the Hamavdil Ben Yisrael Amim. This is what they couldn't stand. They couldn't stand the fact that Klal Yisrael are connected to a higher number, to a number 8, to a number 13. Klal Yisrael have 13 Midos HaRachamim. Klal Yisrael have 13 Midos Shehatayr Nidreshes Bahem. Klal Yisrael have a Beis HaMikdash with Yud Gimel Sha'arim. So part two, Yud Gimel Pirtzois Behechel. And Chanukah was Zoyche Davka to what they wanted to take away from us. That's exactly what we were Zoyche to, a Yom Tov of 8 days, and a Yom Tov in which the 13 Midos HaRachamim are revealed, even though the 13 Midos HaRachamim are reserved for Yom Kippur. Yet Chanukah, which is considered an extension, a grace period for those who didn't do tshuva on Yom Kippur, on Chanukah also there's a revelation of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The Svarim tell us that the reason why the brothers fought Yosef, the machlokes against Yosef, was not really because of Yosef himself. They were upset with Yosef's behavior. But did that behavior really deserve that he be thrown in a pit with snakes and scorpions? Did that behavior really deserve that he be sold to Mitzrayim as a slave with the intention of never seeing him again? It was more than that. The Shvatim saw Beruach HaKodesh Yeravim ben Nevat coming out of Yosef. They saw Achav ben Omri coming out of Yosef. They saw Yehu ben Nimshi coming out of Yosef. All of them were Oivdei Avodah Zorah. Especially Yeravim. Yeravim set up Agolim, Avodah Zorahs, in the shape of calves, like the eagle, in the north and the south, and also prevented Bnei Yisrael from going to Yerushalayim. And also beginning the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, which we suffer from until today. They saw this. And being that they saw this, they felt, Yom Zakav Yal Yom Chayiv. Why should we allow this to happen? Let's kill him. And that's it. There won't be a Ravan, there won't be an Achav, there won't be a Yehu. They judged Yosef sort of like a Ben Sayer Umayr. The Megala Amukus mentions the words Ben Sayer Umayr concerning Yosef. He says, they judged him like a Ben Sayer Umayr. Ben Sayer Umayr, it says, is Nidan Al Shem Saifai. Yom Zakav Yal Yom Eschai. Even though, what did he really do? So he ate a little meat, he drank some water, and he drank wine, and he stole from his parents. So for that, we kill him. Yom Zakav Yal Yom Eschai.
They saw where he's going.
And
he's playing himself all the time. Then.
Right. So they were chayshish that Yosef is a Ben Sayer Umayr. And that's why some of the Svarim say when they saw the Yishma'elim, they changed their mind that not to kill him. Because from Yishmael we learn out the concept of Basher Husham. You don't judge a person by the future. You only judge a person by the way he is right now. Yishmael Taka teaches us that we don't judge a person the way what's going to happen later, because the Malachim claimed that Yishmael should die of thirst in the desert when he was dying in the desert, because his great-grandchildren are going to cause tremendous suffering to Klal Yisrael, Adayim Azeh. Especially in the incident mentioned in Chazal concerning thirst later on by the Churban. And yet, the Psak Din was no Basher Husham, Yishmael lives. We don't kill him now for what's going to happen in the future. Seeing the Yishmaelim that reminded them of that halacha, they decided not to kill him. They sold him, but they didn't kill him. So they judged Yosef based on the future. Not so much the way he is now, on the future, like a Ben Sayer Umayr. And that's why we have a Golus Yavon. Golus Yavon is an Einish for the way the Shvatim treated Yosef. They didn't judge him properly. They weren't dan him lekaf schus. They danned him lekaf chayv based on what they saw in the future. But in the future, there's also good coming out of Yosef. There's Yehoshua ben Nun. There's Mashiach ben Yosef. There are many great tzaddikim. There's Gidon. They looked at the chayv. They didn't look at the schus. They weren't dan Yosef lekaf schus. They put Yosef in a pit of snakes and scorpions. Chazal tell us that the Yevanim are compared to scorpions. The pasuk says, the Midbar is a place of Nachash, Sarav, the Akrav, Vitzimoyin, Asher, Ein Moyim. Those are the four Goliaths. Akrav is Yavan. They put, Yosef had to deal with scorpions. The punishment is that we also have to deal later on with a scorpion. We have to deal later on with Malchus Yavan, which is compared to the Akrav. But the tikkun for the chet of Mechiras Yosef is Chanukah. And Chanukah is the yomtiv of Limud Zchus. Chanukah is the yomtiv where everyone has a tikkun, even the Bein Soyer Umayra. Bein Soyer Umayra is Begamatria Lamed Vav Neir is Chanukah. The Lamed Vav Neir is Chanukah have the power even to uplift, even to elevate the Bein Soyer Umayra, even the lowest Jew. As the Svarim tell us, the Marinayim and others, what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Psilois Ushmanim, Sha'amru Chachamim. Ein madlikin behem b'Shabbos, madlikin behem b'Chanukah. Those wicks that we don't use on Shabbos, we may use on Chanukah. So he says the wicks are referring to the neshama. So neshama is compared to a candle. Ner Hashem nishmas adam. Those neshamas that don't get turned on by Shabbos, that Shabbos doesn't affect them, they're so far. Chanukah does. The shvatim vayiru oisei meirachik. They looked at Yosef from afar. They weren't willing to really look at him up close and see what he really was. They judged him from afar, meaning they looked into the future. On Chanukah, we were zeicher to a yomtiv where we receive a light from the future. The Eir HaGonis that was set aside for the future is revealed on Chanukah. We get a taste of Mashiach during those 8 days. When in the time of Mashiach, the Chet of Mechiras Yosef will be totally forgiven, together with the Chet HaEgel. At the Chet HaEgel and the Chet of Mechiras Yosef are actually connected. And this we see the day the Mishkan was put up. And it's interesting that on the first day of Chanukah we read about the Hakamas HaMishkan, Vahibiyam Kalos Moshe Hakamas HaMishkan. And there we read that the Nesiim donated karbonos. One of them was a Seir Izim, Seir Izim Echad Chatos. And Rashi says, why? Lachapra al Mechiras Yosef. Kapara for Mechiras Yosef. What does Hakamas HaMishkan have to do with a Kapara for Mechiras Yosef? In Pashas Shemini it says, also concerning the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, that the Bnei Yisrael were commanded to bring a Seir Izim Lachatos ve'egel v'cheves Bnei Shona v'oil. Says the Targum Yonason, based on the Torah's Kehanim, the Seir Izim was a kapara for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. The Egel for the Chet HaEgel. What's the connection between Mechiras Yosef and Chet HaEgel? Both have to do with an axe. Yes, Yosef is compared to an axe. B'chor Shoyri Hodor Loi. By the Egel it says, the toys they made was they saw the image of the axe on the left side of the Merkava. P'nei Sharmi HaSmoil. Micha puts the golden plate that says Alei Shor on it, which Moshe Rabbeinu used to get Yosef out of the Nile River. Micha uses it by the Chet HaEgel, and out of the fire comes an eagle, which is a baby axe. So there's definitely a connection between the Chet HaMechiras Yosef and the Chet HaEgel concerning the shore aspect here. But what's really the connection? The Malbim says that as a result of the Chet of Egel brought about retroactive a kitra concerning the Chet HaMechiras Yosef. Because if the Shvatim are correct, that Yosef deserves to be killed because of the future, because of the chet of Yeravim ben Nevat. If they were really so concerned about the idol worshippers of the future, and therefore they felt that Yosef has to be eradicated, how does it come that most of Klal Yisrael bows down to an eagle? When they bowed down to the eagle, whether it was the Erev Rab, but it was certainly many of Bnei Yisrael as well, it wasn't everyone perhaps who actually bowed down maliciously, but everyone is guilty here. Except for Shevet Levi, everyone is guilty. Either by doing it, by being silent, everyone is guilty. So if this was Ma'ira Kitrud Lamaila, the Shvatim felt that Yosef should be killed or sold because out of him comes Yeravim ben Nevat, who's going to set up idols in Eretz Yisrael. And here, Klal Yisrael is bowing down not only to one eagle, but to 13 agolim. Yerushalmi says in Sanhedrin there were 13 agolim. There was one main eagle, and then every Shevet had their own eagle. 13. And that's why the Chet HaEgel was Ma'ir of the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. And being that the Hakamas HaMishkan, the Mishkan was built as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, Chet of Mechiras Yosef goes with it together. The two go together. And therefore, we read how Klal Yisrael had to bring a Seir Izim Lachatos for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, where it says in our parasha, Ma'ish Chatu Seir Izim. And the Chet HaEgel, they had to bring an Egel as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Now, being that Chanukah is the tikkun for that which occurred in Galus Yavan, Chanukah, the Oyer Shel Melech HaMashiach, when Mashiach comes, Chet HaEgel will be totally rectified, together with the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. Then on Chanukah we get a taste of what's going to be like at that time. And that's why on Chanukah we read on the first day about the Vayhi B'yom Kalos Moshe L'Hakim Es HaMishkan, which on that day they brought karbonos for the purpose of kapara for these two chatoim, Chet HaEgel and the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. And perhaps with this we can understand the connection between the story of the Mechira of Yosef to the next topic in the parasha, which is about Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda has a Yerida. Vayered Yehuda me'eis echov. Yehuda goes down. Yehuda is demoted from his position. The Sfratim are upset with Yehuda. Yehuda should have told him not to sell Yosef, return him to our father, because they saw the aggravation that Yaakov had. They couldn't bear it. So they were upset with Yehuda for not advising them properly, as Rashi tells us. So the Svarim tells Vayered Yehuda. Yehuda went down. He went down into the Klipos. He went down into the lower worlds. He went into the below 10 Tvachim. He went on the left side. He went into the outside. He had to deal with someone who he thought was a Zayna. Vayereha Yehuda Vayachsheveha LaZayna. What does a Zayna really mean? A Zayna is not really a Zayna, of course, is a harlot, Kibshutai. But a Zayna means someone who sins in general. We see by the Meraglim it says Tisu es Zinus Seichem, a lashon of Znus, and there it's not referring to Znus literally. Any Aveira is a form of Znus. It's a person going out. He's going out of where he should be. The Unkelz translates Zoyna Nofkas Bora, the one who goes out. Chanukah is the Yomtif for those who are outside, for the Nofkas Bora. Nofkas Bora is Begematria Pach Echad Shol Shemen. The Pach Echad Shol Shemen that was revealed on Chanukah, which we light by the doorway, by the Pesach, as we read here how Tamar sat b'Pesach Einayim, b'Gematria v'Tzivonu l'Havik ner Chanukah. Chanukah illuminates the outside world. Chanukah illuminates the neshamas that find themselves on the outside. Those who are nichshal in the concept of Zinus, which means those who are on the outside, as the Bas Ayin, the famous Bas Ayin, one of the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, his Merame is the Chanukah, the Nes of Chanukah, and the Pasuk here in the midst of this topic, Vayihi k'mishloish chadoshim, 3 months after the story of Yehuda and Tamar, and Yehuda finds out that Tamar is pregnant. Gam hinei hara liznunim. Yehuda says, Hoytziuha v'sisarev, she should be taken out and burnt at the stake. And then later, when he realizes that it's him, of course, and it was not a Maisisnus, whatever, it was a form of Yib, I'm not going into all of that now, she's not Chayiv Misa. And then we have Peretz and Zerach, and of course Mashiach comes from Peretz, Mashiach ben David. So the Bas Ayin is Merameis Chanukah in this Pasuk. Vayihi k'mishloish chadoshim, 3 months after the year starts, which is Chof Hei Kislev, that's Chanukah. Vayoyim Yehuda hoytzi'uha v'sisarev, as the Mishnah says, that you're allowed, the Ner Chanukah is allowed to be on the outside, the Mishnah above a Kama, that the Gemara quotes in Shabbos, that if a person who owns a camel, which is loaded with flax, passes by a store, and it ignites with the fire of the person in the store, so the person who owns the candle has to pay for the flax. But if it's Ner Chanukah, he's potter, because on Chanukah we have Rishus to put our candles outside. Vayoyim Yehuda, the one who says Ner Chanukah potter is Rabbi Yehuda. So he hints in this pasuk, Vayoyim Yehuda hoytzi'uha v'sisarev, you're allowed to bring the Chanukah candles outside and let it burn there. But in the same pasuk, it says, "Zonsa Tamar Kalosech of a Gam Hinei Harul is Nunim." How could this pasuk be talking about Chanukah? But based on what we just said, it is, because Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which there is a tikkun even for the lowest, and Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which we're malamed zchus on everyone. Everyone has a tikkun, even those who all year round are not showing the Torah mitzvahs. Those that find themselves in the outside world, the Gam Hinei Harul is Nunim, is begematria lahavik ner Chanukah. The Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is for those who find themselves outside. So here, in the same parasha, we're learning about the Mechira of Yosef, who the Yishma'elim played a very important role in selling. Here we have right afterwards the topic of Yehuda and Tamar, which is the topic of the Yerida of Yehuda, the Yerida Tzorech Aliyah. This is a Yerida, but the purpose of it is a tremendous Aliyah. From this comes Mashiach ben David. From this comes the idea of Chanukah by Yikra Shmoy Zorach. We have Peretz and Zerach. Zerach sticks his hand out first. The nurse puts a red thread around his hand, but he doesn't come out first. Peretz does. Peretz pushes his way out, and Peretz succeeds, unlike Yaakov with Esav. What's the purpose of Zerach sticking his hand out first? Zerach, which means to shine. That's why he was called Zerach. Zerach is a remnant to Chanukah. Chanukah is the yomtiv of shining, the yomtiv of light. Chanukah comes before Mashiach comes. Zerach is before Peretz. Peretz, of course, that's the Peretz. That's Mashiach ben David. Zerach is the preparation for Mashiach. Zerach is the light that precedes the Oirev Shel Melech HaMashiach. Vayikra Shmoy Zerach is B'gematria Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. And therefore, these two topics in the parasha, Mechiras Yosef and Yehuda and Tamar, go together. The Mechira of Yosef causes Golus Yavon. What's the tikkun for Golus Yavon? Chanukah. Right after we read about the Mechira of Yosef, we're reading about the Yerida of Yehuda, which leads to the great Aliyah, which leads to the Oir of Melech HaMashiach, and which gives us the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is the Oir of Shel Melech HaMashiach. And perhaps this is why the Yishma'elim play such an important role here. Yishmael is the last Golus. This is the parasha of Golus and Geula combined. The Golus starts in this parasha, the Geula begins in this parasha. The Golus starts in this parasha, Yosef is sold into slavery, and that leads to the Yaakov Uban of Yergul Mitzrayim. The Golus Mitzrayim begins here, but at the same time, we're talking about the last Golus, we're talking about the Yishma'elim. The ones who are going to enslave Klal Yisrael, B'Soif Yoyimaya, right before Mashiach comes, the Yishma'elim, that's all the way at the end. I mentioned here first, where the Golus begins, Yishmael is here. And at the same time, we're learning about Mashiach, we're learning about Yehuda and Tamar, and Peretz and Zerach. The Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach is here too. When Yishmael falls, that's when Mashiach comes. And the fact that Yishmael is mentioned in the parasha, and as we mentioned many times, that in the same parasha where you have the Le'umaz, you have to have the other side. If Yishmael is here, the Mashiach ben David has to be here. And Mashiach ben Yosef is here, because Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim and later marries Osnas in Mitzrayim, from whom Mashiach ben Yosef comes. So we really have in the parasha the Oir of Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, at the same time when Yishmael is selling Yosef to Mitzrayim. And also the parasha teaches us, and as we see today, the parasha is called Vayesha. Vayesha means to want to live in peace and tranquility. As Chazal tells, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shal V'Kovatzal Avruk Zeshel Yosef. It's a remez. Right before Mashiach comes, Jews are going to be living in peace and tranquility. After the Holocaust, Jews find themselves in the United States, living somewhat in peace and tranquility, in Eretz Yisrael to some degree, like never before. But yet, there's Golus Yishmael. Golus Yishmael erupts after the Shalva, after the Holocaust, after we thought that the Shalva would remain with us, there's Golus Yishmael. But why is there a Golus Yishmael? We see from the Pesukim here clearly that the only reason that Yishmael sells Yosef to Mitzrayim is only because of Sinas Shechina, it's only because of the Lashon Hara. That's what brought Yishmael into the picture. That's why Yosef is sold to Mitzrayim, and that's why there's a Golus in the first place. If one is concerned why Yishmael has power today, one has to look into this week's parasha and you'll see why. It was machloikus then, it's machloikus now. It was Lashon Hara then, it's Lashon Hara now. And the only way to eradicate Yishmael is when all the Shvatim connect together. The moment Yosef sees Binyamin, as we're going to see in next week's parasha, it says, U'tvayach tevach v'hochein, he tells Menashe to prepare a meal. Maybe we'll mention this next week. And there the Svarim says where Chanukah is hinted. Ches U'tvayach tevach v'hochein, you have the letters Chanukah and the words tevach v'hochein. Ches vav hei chof nun. When Yosef and Binyamin are together, we have Chanukah, which is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. When all the Shvatim are together, we have Mashiach. We have the Bittul of Esav and the Bittul of Yishmael. What's really interesting is, at the end of the Kriya that we read on Chanukah, we read about the 12 Nesiim, the Torah summarizes and tells us that there were 12 goats, 12 parim. So the Pasuk says here, Shneim Osor Kvasim, Shneim Osor, V'chol B'kar Zevach HaShlamim, Shneim Osor Parim, Eilim Shneim Osor Kvasim, V'neshon Shneim Osor Menchosim, V'siv Yizim Shneim Osor Lachata. Says the Targum Yonison Ben Uziel, that these 12 Nesiim combat the 12 Nesiya Yishmael. And he says they also combat the 12 Nesiyei Poras, the 12 rulers of Persia, whoever they are, present-day Iran. And then he says, the 12 Seirei Yizim Lachatos is again a kapara for the chait of Mechiras Yosef. when the Chet of Mechiras Yosef is forgiven, when Klal Yisrael truly unites, that's when we are zeichet to see the Mapala of the 12 Nesiyei Yishmael, the 12 Nesiyei Paras. And when do we read this? We read this on Chanukah. Chanukah, which is the Yomtif in which we're Masakin the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. Chanukah, which is the Yomtif of Halel V'Hoidah, that was established that a Jew has to thank and totally submit himself to Hashem and only bow to Hashem. Just as Binyamin did not bow to Esav, and Levi did not bow to the ego, and the Chashmonoim and Masakim, the 13 Hishtachavoyas, Keneged Yud Gimel Sha'orim, Keneged Yud Gimel Pirzois, Shaportzim Malche Yavam. Chanukah, therefore, the Yomtif that was established by Levi and Binyamin, Levi Binyamin together is equal to 8 times Hashem's name. Chanukah, the Yomtif, which is the Yerida Letzairach Aliyah, where a Jew goes into the outside world, where a Jew goes below 10 tefachim on the left side, which incidentally the axe which was the toys that they made by the Chet HaEgel, and Yosef, who's compared to the axe, is on the left side of the Merkava. Pnei Shoyer Mehasmoil. So we have the Yom Tov of Chanukah, where we light the menorah on the left side. And the Yevonim, as the Chazal tell us, they cried out and they said, Kisvu lachem al keren hashoyer she'en lachem chelik b'lekei Yisrael. Inscribe on the horn of the axe. In those days, Mefarshim said they used to use the horn of an axe as sort of like a bottle for babies. So the Yevonim wanted that to be inscribed already in the baby bottles. Ein lachem chelik b'lekei Yisrael. But Keren Hashor is used in the Lashon of Chazal. The Yevonim wanted to be Ma'or, the Chet of the Eagle, which was a Shor. They wanted to be Ma'or, the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, who is compared to the Shor. Keren Hashor is Begematria Matis Yohu. So on Chanukah we are zeicher to the true Keren Hashor, the Karnei Re'im Karno, the Yorem Keren Meshichai, the Pach Shemen that was found, that was revealed on Chanukah, has the power to even to go into the outside world, even to the Zoyna, to the Horal Iznunim, to those who are sinning in such a way. Yisasha Zoyna Machareim, those who are Eved Belay Sassur Achrei Levavchem, the Achrei Neichem Ashratem Zoyna Machareim. Also, the Torah uses such an expression. Chanukah is a tikkun for them. Chanukah is the yomtiv that we have to melamed tzchus on everyone and not judge people by the way they look, and certainly not judge people by the future, as was done to Yosef HaTzadik. But only look for the tzchus in every single yid, and in that tzchus, the HaKadosh Baruch is going to be melamed tzchus on Klal Yisroel, and we should be zeicher to see the oir of Chanukah and the oir of Mashiach together, and see the tikkun of the chet of Mechiras Yosef together with the tikkun of the chet of Egel. And the Leda of Mashiach, who comes from Peretz, Ma Peretz to Alecha Peretz, Vayikra Shmoy Peretz, the Navi Micha calls Mashiach the Peretz, just as the Yevonim made 13 Peretzos, who Peretzu Chaymais Migdolai, we should be zeichet to the true Peretzah that Mashiach will make, where he will breach the walls of Golus and spread Kedusha in the entire world, and they will be zeichet to that as soon as possible. Amen.